Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending October 11, 2019. I'm Puneet Tiara, and I'm joined by Russell Investments quantitative investment strategist Abraham Robison. Abe, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So there are three things I wanted to talk to you about and get your thoughts on. First and foremost, any recent developments in terms of the trade discussions globally. Secondly, any new data that's been released from the U.S. And thirdly, I wanted to get your thoughts on the recent minutes that the Fed released. So starting off, if we could just get an update on trade war discussions.
Sure. So trade war discussions were happening Thursday and Friday this week. Sadly, the discussions are not concluded as of now. So we know some information, which is positive, which is that the tariffs from 30% could be back down to 25%. That China could possibly buy more soybeans. And they could also have a deal about currency devaluation. So modestly positive news, nothing to get really excited about, but it does mean that there's no escalation, and it could be in the future more bullish.
Anything else internationally that's come out this week?
Sure. Brexit actually got some positive news, too. Mm-hmm. They could potentially have a deal. We don't know exactly what that looks like, but it could be a soft Brexit as the October 30th deadline approaches. We'll see how that unfolds and exactly what's agreed on. But for now, it does seem like that could be a possibly positive sign coming out from UK and Europe.
And then shifting gears a little bit to the U.S. side of things, have there been any new releases of data this week that might change our views on the market moving forward?
So U.S. CPI came out, and that was a bit soft, which means that there isn't much inflation, which is a positive thing in case the Fed wants to cut rates. And so there's probably about an 80% chance that they'll cut rates at their next meeting, which would be good for equity markets.
And speaking of the Fed, their meeting minutes from the most recent September meeting was released earlier this week. Can you talk about what they meant when they said that they were going to increase the size of their balance sheet?
Sure. So increasing the size of their balance sheet it depends on how they're doing it and why. So normally they want to be able to meet the demand of money by creating a supply of money to get the interest rate they want. But during the crisis, they don't just buy short-term bonds, they buy longer-term bonds, they buy mortgage-backed securities to try to buoy up the housing market. But as time has gone on, they don't need to be doing that anymore, mm-hmm. and they want to kind of lower the size of the balance sheet. So they've gone from about $4.5 trillion then about 3.7. But when they go to meet that demand of money, that's a calculated number. That's something they estimate. And they seem to have overshot a bit. And so now they are increasing the size of their balance sheet, but it is not doing these long-term assets. It's not doing these mortgage-backed securities. It's just doing normal short-term treasuries. And so it isn't a quantitative easing exercise. It's just normal operations, but it does look like something that has happened in the past and to remedy something like the overnight rate spiking. These may look bad and it may look like QE, but it's not. It's just normal operations to try to stabilize the demand for money.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you for your insights, Abe. And thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week.